It is the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times as we say good morning to Dr. Hanna.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Jim, good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
We're fine. We're fine down this end. So are you guys any closer to figuring out how you're going to reopen schools this fall? I see all the colleges say they're ready to go, but I kind of question that.
Where we're at, I think, for the most part, we're kind of waiting on the governor and the Department of Education to release a plan of action. And my understanding is that was supposed to be coming out at least by the middle of July, or sorry, middle of June. That doesn't give us a lot of time. I know that myself and the area superintendents are starting to talk already about some of the things that start early, such as athletics and how we're going to transition into the new school year with athletics and the opening of school.
How do you think you're going to transition?
Well, it'll be interesting. I read an article today, I think it was New York Times, talked about the contact doesn't seem to be as big an issue as they thought, and so it's still that transmission by the air droplets or the droplets in the air from one person to the next. I think that's tough in some sports, maybe not so much like cross country, but in volleyball and especially in football, I think you've got some issues that we would be concerned about. And doing that in a safe way, I'd say has put out basically a plan of action for the month of July. We're following that plan. Our board's getting ready to adopt that on the 9th of June and as we move into July. So there are things in the works. It's just the start of school year. It's just taking it not necessarily day by day, but week by week and waiting on that plan to come out. The Center for Disease Control, their plan isn't very realistic. So we'll leave it at that.
you're just saying what I always say about the CDC. They're not one of my favorite people.
Well, their plan of every other seat on a school bus, generally I transport probably about 60 students on a bus, and if they would say every other seat, only one per seat, skip a row, you're down to 11 kids or 12 kids. So that really doesn't work out very well. If you figure you've got 60 on the bus and you're taking 10 or 11, that's six routes, and that's just not realistic.
Mm-hmm. In general, do you think the way we are reopening as a whole, I mean, the way, you know, businesses, schools, is it working or is it got a lot, do you think, needs to be worked on and done and move forward?
Well, I think it's really early. I think I've had the opportunity to myself go into a restaurant, eat in a restaurant. They've taken extra precautions at that local restaurant. We are currently this week taking having students bring their materials back and also picking up their materials. We have a procedure in place as far as they come through the building to drop off their stuff. And we have staff that our staff are masked throughout the building when this is happening. So we're taking those extra precautions, and it's still early. So how that changes and how that changes out through the year will be interesting. We've asked that at graduation, which we were going to have traditional graduation, and that we've had to limit the number of seats. We're going to limit, it's going to be a ticketed event, but we're also going to live stream it. So we've taken some steps and reached out to the health department to get their blessing and try to do what we can to protect people.
I take it that you and most people in schools are thinking, okay, this is going to kind of be a sort of a wait and see, and then plus it's going to be an ever constant changing thing to have to deal with this year.
I think that's correct. I think that, you know, early on I did a schedule thinking that we might have to delay till Labor Day and come back after Labor Day. And that pushed us into ending in July. And then after hearing Superintendent McCormick speak, and basically she said, well, don't expect that. Expect to start on time and have to leave earlier or at parts during the school year. So I guess that's kind of my plan. I think Purdue's doing that, where they're going through November, and then they're taking off. My hope is that we could get started and get underway, because if we would say we're going to start and do remote learning, that's not going to work. Bottom line, I don't think, because our students, especially our young students, won't have the experience or exposure to the computers. And that's how we deliver instruction, or the expectations of here's a packet, deal with the packet. And I don't really want to place people in that position, both the parents and the students and also my staff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Anything else you want to bring out before we turn you loose?
No, I'm good.
Oh, it's always good when I talk to you. Hey, by the way, just real quick, just for my information, when is our next school safety meeting? Is it the 29th of June?
Right now it's scheduled for the... No, it's in July.
Oh,
right now,
July.
Scheduled
okay.
for the 28th of July.
Okay.
Still working on that. Not sure how that's going to roll out, especially with everything this year.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, I'm not really sure, just really unsure at this point,
okay.
Especially getting back and having things get back and up and running.
Okay. I was just curious. I couldn't remember what it was. So. Okay. Thanks,
right.
Jim. Greatly appreciate
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Dr. Hanna, we appreciate your time this morning as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading in Uncertain Times.